Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. And I just have to, hi everybody, welcome back to this week's episode of the City Confessions. This is the last episode and it's a solo one wrapping up season 8. There's also one more week left of 2022, which is so insane. I actually just shared a post on Instagram and in my caption I wrote, does anybody else feel like they've lived 2 lives this year? Because I truly feel like that is my reality, and I know that so much can change within a year, within a few months, let alone even a week. I remember the first quarter of the year was dedicated to launching my book. It was something that I was teasing on social media because I had been working on it for 2 years behind the scenes. It launched March 1st, and then honestly, I met my partner a month later, and we all know what happened then. I got pregnant. I am pregnant. I am currently 32 weeks. So to say that this year was a lot, it was a lot. It was a year full of changes. And when I say changes, I'm also talking about everything. I moved. And for those who have moved, you know that the change of your environment, your neighborhood, that plays such a huge role in how you show up in the world, because everything that you're familiar with is now different. I also have never lived with somebody else. Well, I should say a man. I had a roommate prior, but I've never lived with a man. I've never lived with a significant other. So that was a big change. And also, I now have a dog because my partner has a dog, and Loki is like one of my greatest joys in life, and I now understand what it's like to be a dog mom. But as I recap all of that, I honestly went from 0 to 100. I uprooted my life, and here I am almost, 9 months later, and I've learned so much about this year. But the one thing I've learned the most is to not question where I'm at, because I know that this is the path I'm meant to be on. It might not be clear to me. It might be scary and confusing. But I truly believe all the actions and steps that I've taken prior has led me to this path. And I'm super, super grateful. For all of my solo episodes, I always give a life update. And just to open up myself, whenever I interview guests, I love being on the other side of the quote-unquote interview, even though it's more of a conversation. I love to lead it and let them talk because I genuinely am interested in hearing their story, in hearing, you know, their highs and lows and who they are at their core, because every single guest has moved me in some way, shape, or form, whether they know that or not. So it's also important for me as the foundation of this podcast to shed light on vulnerability, to make sure that I do the same and I uphold the deal, or I guess the format of my show. And when I was planning this episode, I didn't really have an agenda. I just wanted to speak about how I've been feeling. And it has to be about pregnancy. I mean, there's no other way. I am pregnant. I am 32 weeks and I am feeling all the feels. I am so, so emotional. I feel like you see that in films and movies about, you know, women who are crying, or women who are pregnant and they're crying about, you know, about anything and everything. And I wasn't in their shoes to be able to say, okay, I can relate to that, but now I can. I feel so uncomfortable, and I'm also scared just because I know I have at least maybe like 6 to 8 weeks left, and I don't know how I'm gonna do it because I'm already, I don't wanna say I'm over it because that's not really the mindset that I want to adopt, but I can say it is difficult. It is hard to sleep. I wake up all the time to pee. And for those who know me, I already pee frequently prior to pregnancy. It's uncomfortable in any position, whether it's the right, the left, having a pillow between your legs. My carpal tunnel for my right wrist has been acting up, which essentially means that it gets numb when I sleep. And it's not just numbness, it's this feeling of irritation, and I have to switch positions. With me not being able to sleep, obviously I'm moving around and that affects my partner, and he needs to go to sleep because he wakes up early to go to work. So it's a crazy domino effect, to say the least. I'm also currently in nesting mode, and I'm not sure if it's because it's the winter and the holidays, and I always take it slow during this time, pregnancy or not. And I've been having the urge to organize and clean, which I've been doing, but that has nothing to do with the baby's items or the baby room. It's more of my own stuff, trying to declutter, trying to minimize, trying to organize. I also moved in October, so my place is not done yet. My apartment is not where I want it to be. And then after the holidays, so after this week, we will officially convert the second room to the nursery, which I'm so excited about. At the same time, I also feel like I'm behind. I know that we should never compare, but when I am on these pregnancy forums and I read these chats, all of these moms seem to have their nurseries all done, and I'm like, ah, I don't even have that done at all. So I just am the type of person that likes to get shit done and likes to get shit done right away. I'm very, like, if I have my mind set on something, just like cleaning, right? Like, when you start cleaning and you get into a groove of things, you don't want to stop, you want to finish everything. That's how I feel. So, the moment I start to do something related to the baby, it has this effect on me, which actually is probably counterproductive because it causes me stress and anxiety for the things that still needs to be done. But I know that I need to take it easy, remain calm. And I think another part of pregnancy that people don't really talk about is that, of course, there's perks in maybe a joking way of using it to my advantage. For example, there are things that I cannot do, and I will, again, use it and tell my partner, like, oh, I'm craving flaming hot Cheetos, and he'll get me some. Or we have laundry in our building, but I don't want to go all the way down because I don't want to carry the big loads, and he'll do it. And these are all valid points. But at the same token, it gives me the sense of disability. Like, I feel like I'm on bed rest. And I guess when I say that out loud, it brings me back to the time of my past surgery, which I was on bed rest, like completely bed rest for 3 whole months. And that's just, it was horrible. I mean, I love being active. I love doing stuff. When I'm at home, it makes me feel useless. And I'm not saying being pregnant makes me feel that way, but due to the fact that the further along I get, the more careful I need to be with everything. And I can tell too, I'm not trying to overextend myself because honestly, even though, like, if I sit on the couch and I get up, it takes me a minute to get up. It's not just like, okay, let me just get up. It's making sure that your body can get up in a safe way. And little things like that. For example, the other day I was washing dishes and my belly was getting closer to the sink, and I was like, oh, that hurts. Or trying to reach for something across the table. It's just little things that add up where you realize, okay, I need to take it slow and I need to be easy on myself. I'm also starting to feel anxious about giving birth. I feel like I've been having I don't know if I should say nightmares, but just dreams about it. And I feel like my head is always going to that experience. And I know it's all normal as a first-time mom, but everything is just becoming more and more real. And I just want to be able to build a foundation where I'm calm. I've been watching birthing videos and breathing techniques, and I truly believe everything is a comes back to the breath. And when you're in labor, that's what's going to help you get through everything. But even if you know certain techniques, your mind might just go somewhere else because that's, I feel like my natural response is like to freak out. So it's just a lot, and I'm just super, super overwhelmed with everything. But again, I am trying to embrace the discomfort and embrace this phase because I know it's temporary, and that's kind of the model that I want to bring on when I'm in labor to remember that the pain is temporary. Just a quick rant about how I've been feeling in terms of pregnancy. I think another topic I want to talk about in this episode really quick is about relationships, and I'm not talking about romantic, I'm talking about friendships. When I told my sister I was pregnant back in the summer, one thing that she said to me that really stood out was that just watch how your friendships change throughout this journey. And it was interesting because I didn't think much about that. I just was focused on the pregnancy. I was focused on my relationship with my partner, considering that we are now creating a family and there was a lot of moving pieces that we had to just sort out. Now that I am pregnant, I definitely have seen friendships change, not necessarily in a bad way, and I'm not mad, I'm not bitter about it. But at the end of the day, I am moving at a different pace than some of my friends who might be single, who don't have kids, and that's just the reality of it. It doesn't mean that they're a bad person or that our friendship wasn't strong enough. I believe that there are seasons for everything, for a job, for a place that you live, for a romantic relationship, and this even applies to friendships. There hasn't been any crazy falling out with my friends, but I have seen, again, just different dynamics. I don't talk to them as much as I have, or I haven't seen them as much. And this, again, is not pointing fingers or blaming anybody. I take accountability in that too. I think when I found out I was pregnant in the summer, I made a decision to turn inwards. I did go MIA. I did go a little silent, and I've always been the type to never reach out for help, especially since I was trying to navigate this whole scenario alone. It's a bit sad, I guess, but at the same time, it's not like I don't have a strong support system. I mean, I had my baby shower a few weeks ago and I felt so loved, and everybody that attended are the people who mean the world to me and more. So I just think that when there are highlight moments in your life, it may be unfortunate, but you do see who your real friends are. Circling back to what I spoke about this in the first part of this episode about me launching my book, that was a huge accomplishment, and I was able to see who truly, truly supported me, who quote unquote fake supported me, and who supported me from a distance. But I was never mad about it. I always have the mindset of people are going to show up for you in the best way they can. So if they can't show up fully for you, that has nothing to do with you. It has so I take that concept and I apply it to my life. So any of my friends or people or anything that you come across where it's not pleasant, you don't leave with a warm feeling. Has nothing to do with you. The world does not revolve around you, and that's what I've learned the most this year is to just, stay in my lane. I'm living this life, and my priorities have changed. My priority is my baby. My priority is my partner. We are literally having a family next year. And that's so scary, but also so beautiful. And it's interesting because I remember when I started social media back in like 2016. Well, I started earlier, but when social media was booming and I started the whole blogging path, I remember there were other bloggers and they were like in the scene, right, for the first few years, and then they kind of disappeared. And I would wonder sometimes, like, where did they go? And almost all of them had a child or had children, and then they just stopped posting. And I'm not saying I'm going to do that. I really don't know what I'm going to do. For those who listened to the previous episode with Esther Sanser, she is a lifestyle fashion blogger and she's also a mom. And we were bonding because she was talking about not knowing how much she wanted to share about her son. And that's something that my partner and I haven't talked about yet. And that's something that I don't know what I want to do. There has been crazy talks about the downside of showcasing your kid, especially with the world and social media and how, once you post something, it's on the internet forever. And that's not something that they are capable of giving their input as a child. So I think I need to personally find a balance of what I'm comfortable sharing, not oversharing, and we'll just see how it goes. I've always, when it came to sacred things in my life, I've been more private, so I don't think that would change. But then again, who knows? I mean, motherhood can be so different from what I imagined. So as usual, I will leave this episode with my own confession. And I think my confession relates to finance and stability because I'm gonna be straight up with all of you. I feel lazy as fuck right now, and I don't know again if it's the holidays, but ever since I think November ended. So once December hit, I don't know if I was just trying to honor how I felt with all the changes in my body and pregnancy, but I definitely felt lazy and I haven't had much partnerships. And I'm not going to say that's my fault. If you're in the industry, you know that it's unpredictable. It's one of those things where it comes and goes, and I've been doing this for years. I have a healthy relationship with money and the universe, and I feel like the right opportunities will come. So I just need to remain confident in that. As far as this podcast, I also don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to stop completely. It's just that my normal format for the past, what, 3, 4 years has been 2 seasons, starting in January, ending in December, having a break, a 1 month break in the summer. So that's like usually July. This year, of course, with the pregnancy, I took about, I want to say, 2 months off. And I started this podcast, season 8, back in September. So compared to the other seasons, this has been a shorter season. But if I start in January and I'm doing February and the due date can always be earlier or later, I just don't know if I want to release only 4 episodes. But that's not a conversation that you guys need to know. I'm just talking to myself. So I have to figure that out because if I don't start season 9 next year and I do it when I'm ready after birth, it might not be until, what, April, the earliest of next year. So I'm just gonna go with the flow and see how I feel. I love doing this podcast, and the thing about my personality is that when I start something, I continue it. So when I knew that I wanted to start this back, I think, what, 2018, I was like, I'm going to have 1 episode a week, and that put me on track because I had to find my guests, I had to do the interviews, I had to then edit everything. And now I sometimes wonder who listens to this and if it's even useful. It's all about when you're doing something for so long, you start to question if you're making an impact, if it's bringing you joy. And There's just so much that's happening in my life that I feel a little lost, to be honest. And I feel like with this pregnancy, and if I mean, not if, when I give birth, I'll finally have a purpose. I feel like maybe my purpose in this world is to be a mom. And I don't know if that's a cop-out answer or path. Not to dismiss the intensity of what motherhood brings, and the fulfillment and everything, the hard work and dedication and sleepless nights. I know being a mom is one of the most rewarding and underrated jobs in the world. But I almost feel like that can save me from all these doubts and fears and just overwhelming emotions that I'm having right now. I feel like once I hold him, everything will make sense and I'll just feel on top of the world. And I think I just want to leave the episode with that thought. With me birthing a beautiful, healthy boy. And yeah, who knows what's gonna happen? Maybe I'll have another episode soon, maybe I won't. Make sure you keep up with me on social media. I have all of my channels on my show notes, but I feel like if you're listening, you probably know me personally. And if you don't, thank you. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for listening, because there are so many podcasts to choose from. And even though I've been doing this for years, I still feel like nobody listens to this. So it means the world to me if you literally are hearing my voice right now. I want to send you all a moment of gratitude. The holidays can be depressing for some. It has been hard on me for the past several years. And just know that I'm here for you guys. I've had my own journey, and I'm sure all of you have, but know that wherever you're feeling is valid, and that it will get better if you're going through a hard time. And that I know that's easier said than done, but there's always light at the end of the tunnel, and nothing is forever. The storm will pass. Trust me on that. I believe in that. And I wish you all a beautiful holiday, a beautiful and safe Happy New Year. And yeah, I will see you all in the, on the flip side with a new baby. And wish me luck, because your girl is gonna need it, and I will feel it, because we all know energy is contagious. And I'm sending you all the love in the world. Make sure you share this with a friend if you like. If not, that's cool. If you can also leave a review on iTunes podcast or Spotify, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you all soon.